Anyone who's lost a loved one during this time of year knows how hard it can be to cope with the loss amid all the holiday cheer. The absence can feel crushing. That's a truth the wife and children of fallen Utah Highway Patrol trooper Eric Ellsworth are facing right now. But they're not alone. KSL News Radio's Adam Mason tells us friends from close by and strangers from afar today came together to show the family just how much they're loved.
Santa made a special trip to give Christmas gifts to the Ellsworth family today. 30 different police agencies, all in different states, donated presents to the Blue Haven Foundation to give to Ellsworth children. Nanette Ride is the widow of Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Corey Ride, who died in the line of duty back in 2014. She is the co-founder of the foundation, and she says Christmas time can be very difficult for the families of fallen officers. She knows exactly what Ellsworth's family faces now.
This family is left to put their shattered lives back together, and especially the widow, she has to reinvent herself. So to have other widows that are actually doing the same thing and have done the same thing, they can step her through those days. It's huge because you feel hopeless. And I don't want these widows to ever feel hopeless. Ever.
Wright had help from Ellsworth's comrades, too. State Representative Lee Perry served as Ellsworth lieutenant. He says he is happy to know so many people will be there for the Ellsworth children.
I guess for me, this is Eric's still here. He's kind of, I look at Eric spearheading all this. This is what Eric would do for any one of us. So that's the part I guess I look at is, this tells me that Eric is still watching over his family and he's guiding and directing what we're doing here today.
Both Wright and Perry says the Ellsworth family will always be a part of their law enforcement family. Adam Mason, KSL News Radio.
Nice.